CNN cites mass shooting, which didn't happen, to make case against machine gun fire, that may not exist. By A.W.R. Hawkins on August 31, 2022. CNN posted a column Tuesday night which cited a mass shooting that did not happen, in an effort to make a case against machine gun fire, which may not exist. The CNN effort focuses on auto switches, which turn semi-automatic pistols into full-auto firearms. The switches are illegal, but CNN points out the devices appear to be an emerging commodity on the black market. CNN goes on to claim that full-auto fire is a growing problem and one that increasingly seen in major crimes. As an example, they point to a mass shooting in Sacramento, California, in which 6 people were killed and a dozen injured. The problem with this example is that it was not a mass shooting. Rather, it was a shootout. The Sacramento shooting occurred on April 3, 2022, and establishment media outlets quickly labeled it a mass shooting. But on April 6, 2022, Breitbart News noted the Los Angeles Times admitted the Sacramento shooting was likely an exchange of gunfire between gang or street crime rivals rather than a mass shooting. US Magazine reported that pop duo Ali and AJ said their tour bus was caught in the crossfire during the Sacramento shooting. Crossfire is not indicative of a mass shooting, but it is a characteristic of a shootout. So CNN references a mass shooting that did not occur. Moreover, they point to ShotSpotter technologies as a way that full-auto fire is detected. ShotSpotter has contracts with about 130 cities in which it installs acoustic sensors in designated areas to listen for gunfire. The problem with CNN citing them to prove full-auto fire is that ShotSpotter does not necessarily detect full-auto fire. Rather, they focus on detecting the presence of gunshots, period. CNN even noted that ShotSpotter indicates its designation of an incident as full auto is for a police department's situational awareness only and is not guaranteed in the same manner as its primary mission of accurately identifying and locating outdoor gunfire. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. Follow him on Instagram, @her_Hawkins. Reach him at herhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.